Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I had the privilege for 15 years in Belfast of working with the Methodist Church in one of the most socially and economically deprived communities in the whole of the UK. And one outcome of that work is a community regeneration capital build project, which has become known as Skenos Square. Now, Skenos is a variation on a biblical Greek word meaning tent. We did a little bit of violence to the word to make it into this noun, but the building, the word reflects our intention for the building, that it would become a vast tent under whose shelter we could invite all those seeking respite. And it was also intended in a community of terrible dereliction and which has suffered terrible violence that our building would be beautiful, that every wall and door would tell a story, some small art or craft work which would say something of our vision for welcome and inclusion. And it's where I first met Chuck and Peg, who created the liturgical art for the sanctuary. One of the perks of managing a project like this is that I got to design my own office space. Now, it was nothing grand. It was very simple. And it had a terrific view of a sinister paramilitary gang's mural on the gable end of the next block. But I had a plain blue wall in the office. And I got the architects to print onto this wall a few words from a poem by a man called Wendell Berry, that great Kentucky farmer poet. The words come from a poem called Manifesto, the Mad Farmer Liberation Front, which is a great title. And they're in the form of a challenge or an invitation to the reader to ask the questions that have no answers, invest in the millennium, plant sequoias. It's the last pair of words that mean the most to me and are probably the closest I have to a personal motto, I guess. Berry urges the reader to consider planting sequoias, these enormous big trees so familiar here on the West Coast. But strange enough, we actually have some of them in my hometown back in Bangor in Northern Ireland. And whilst they're not as big as the ones here, I understand they can grow to nearly 100 metres tall and that the oldest one we know of is about 3,500 years. When human beings stand today at the base of one of these giants, we get the privilege of taking in the product of thousands of years of growing seasons. Think now about the generosity and faith required to plant one of these trees. If you do so and you push it into the warm soil and you nurture it through all the years of the life you've been given, after all of that, it may have progressed into a stripling. The one thing you are certain of is that what you have done is not for you. Instead, you have chosen to live in the light of a future that has not come yet and which in all likelihood you may never see. How do you fancy living that kind of way? Wendell Berry, a man of faith, knows instinctively that living this way is good for individuals and the communities of which they are a part. It's the way we can choose to live as individuals, and perhaps in these troubled times, a choice we must make about how we as people of faith will live remembering a promise made many thousands of years ago. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." We may not see that in our lifetime on this earth, but we can start living today as if it were true, to reveal in the shape of our life together here for this short time a glimpse of the kingdom. It is so appropriate that this is Holden's theme for this year. We begin again. We begin together. We participate together in this process of renewal and regeneration. We live together as if the kingdom had already come among us, and in so doing, we hasten its coming. We do so standing on the shoulders of all of those who've gone before, mindful of the history and heritage, and we do so walking alongside those of our number who have been through trial by fire. We bear them up, and we begin again. And we also know that we may not end this walk together. That's not in our gift to decide. But here and now, we choose to plant a sequoia seed, holding in faithful trust what has been given to us, planting, nurturing, in sure and certain faith that others will harvest. A seed for new generations is being placed in the ground here in Holden this year. We see it in the new growth after the fire. Just like the forest, we begin again.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.